You are listening to 漫画先生。
Welcome back to the Manga Sensei podcast. First off, thank you so much for the little break I received over the holiday. I appreciate everyone's kindness and patience as we didn't release an episode during the Thanksgiving and a little bit during the Christmas holidays. That being said, I hope to get a new podcast out to you every single weekday. And today we're going to be talking about something actually quite useful. We've talked a little bit about time on the podcast, going through, you know, 1時, 2時, 4時, 5時, and etc. Today we're going to do a very similar type of podcast. We're going to be talking a little bit about money. You know, when you go to Japan, when you're trying to, you know, facilitate any form of trade, really, you're going to have to be going over different numbers that we may not have thoroughly gone over on the podcast. So today we're going to talk about those a little bit bigger numbers and how we talk about money in general. But before I do so, again, I just want to thank everybody for their patience here on the podcast. I've been doing my best to try to get new content out, so I hope that is beneficial for you. So today, let's talk a little bit about a dollar. So I'm in the United States, and I go by the traditional USD. And while the exchange rate varies quite largely, it usually sticks around pretty comparable version of $1 being about 100 yen. Or in Japanese, we don't use the ya sound in before it. We simply say N, okay? So it's usually 100 N. Now, N is going to go the very end of it. It's going to be the very end of the word. So it's not, you know, we don't put the dollar sign and then the words. We're going to put the words and then we're going to put the dollar sign behind it or the little N symbol, okay? Now, N truly means a circle because of the Japanese money is traditionally circles. However, you're rarely going to be buying things for 100 or 100 N. Usually you'll have some tax put on it. So you'll be doing things like 132 yen. So we're going to put 100, 100, then we're going to put 30, san, ju, so san is 3, ju is 10, san ju, roku, 6, en. So 136 yen. And they'll usually end up speaking to you and say, ni narimasu. So it'd be, it comes to, enter number here. Okay, so we're going to now move that up. So when you're paying more than just a dollar for something. So after we have a dollar, we're going to move up to 1,000. Now, instead of 100, we're going to go to 1,000 here. So that will be senen. So we're going to, if I said it was $1,111 or 1,111 yen, it would be sen hyaku juichi yen. So you have all of those numbers, sen hyaku. Though you say ihyaku sometimes, just colloquial for 100. So it's not confused with, you know, 100 sen, which would be very confusing. And then we will have 11 yen. Eng, not the yen, like you want to think of, it's en. Now, after that, we get into a very interesting place. See, Japanese numbers are not organized like traditional Roman numbers. Where in Roman numbers, we, of course, have ones, tens, hundreds, thousands, 10,000s, 100,000s, then a million. We have those interim pieces of threes, hundreds, tens, and thousands. In Japanese, we go in by intervals of four. So for example, in Japanese, we'll go 1, 10, 100, 1,000, and then we'll go to a man, okay, which is 10,000. And then we'll do, you know, 10,000, you know, 10,000s, and then 110,000s, and then we'll do 1,000 10,000s, then we'll move up to the next number in our order here. So it's very important to be able to keep in line. That's why I'm mentioning this episode is so important, as it's going to change. So if I want to go up to, it is $100, we would then not go to, no, like nisen or 20, no, 2,000, it'd be ichiman. So if I want to say $119 would directly translate over to, you know, 280, so let's do 219. That'll be a very clear thing. So 200, so ni man, and so we have man there, right? And then isen, so 1,000, and then after that, ni man, words here, and then $6 would be, you know, And then we have Rokuseng. So we're able to go up one step at a time. What I recommend doing is going and taking and doing basic calculations and making sure that you can enter in the exchange rate with whatever that is with what you're doing. So money is kind of one of those tricky ones because it's going to go up in different amounts and it's not always going to be exact. But and this is the one that always throws me up still. So when people are referencing very large numbers, like being a millionaire is actually being like an okueng. So it's always very different. It's, you know, it's 10 million as opposed to a million, but it, or 100 million, but it equals the same amount. So make sure that when you're thinking in Japanese or that when you're trying to translate the numbers over, that it equals to what it should be in the language and not just your numbers, because ichien doesn't do you anything, but a hyakuen will. Okay, thank you so much for listening to Manga Sensei, and I'll catch you again tomorrow.